Namaskar, this is Saurabh Jain and you are listening to My Digital Talk Show.
So in India right now, or even anywhere around the world, most people buy from brick and mortar. They go and they buy from actual stores. With this COVID-19, what has happened? A lot of people are trying to buy through the web, e-commerce. Right? You're seeing that trend there?
Yeah, I do see that. Yeah.
Now, my parents, your parents, you know, I don't know your parents, but my parents and most of the other people around the world, they're used to doing things the same old way. So if they bought through stores, they would go to the store and buy. Now, they're forced to use e-commerce. And they're delighted by the experience. I talked to my parents, and my parents are like, wow, Amazon is amazing. Did you know it's cheaper and many times in the store and they deliver to you? I'm like, yes, we know this. But my parents are now forced to. See, what's happened is COVID-19 has pushed technology adoption forward around 5 to 7 years, if I had to guess. Because the natural progression would have been that people like my parents, your parents, and others would have eventually adopted buying stuff online, transacting online, trusting doing transactions online. And what's happened now is now they have no choice. But because they have no choice and they're using it, they've learned that it's so convenient and in many times it's better priced than going through retail. So what's going to end up happening after COVID-19 is over is, yes, you're going to see traditional spending going up compared to what it is right now, because right now it's at all-time lows. But the web is not going to stay as high as it is right now because everyone's only buying from the web and very few people are actually going to physical stores. But it'll still be much higher than what it was pre-COVID-19. I think there's a big push in which more people are going to adapt to the digital web. And I think it's going to actually cause a big boom for digital marketing because more people are pushing their businesses online. We're dealing with age-old companies that are hitting us up right now that are like, we make billions of dollars and we do this through offline. Now we want to figure out how to get online. They have no choice right now.
Right. And so I think... Okay. Go ahead, Neil. Continue. Yes.
No. That was pretty much it. I was just saying more money will go towards digital, and that is why. I know it's a bit of a long answer to understand, really understand.
Do you foresee this trend, like how you just said, that you've seen a lot of age-old traditional companies now wanting to go digital? Do you think there would be a fear and mindset of a lot of these traditional guys that we should safeguard our business digitally, at least if there's next pandemic or a situation like that, we can happily sit down at home and survive our business or do something at home? Because a lot of people are idle, but all the digital marketers have been super busy during the lockdown. So do you think that this situation is going to create a complete digital ecosystem for every small to large enterprise? Do you think there would be a need like that? There would be a lot more demand now.
I think there's going to be more demand within the next, 6 months of more of these traditional people trying to come online. Not just as a safeguard, but them realizing the power of digital. Yes, there's safeguards. The chances of COVID-19 happening or different variations of it over time, history has shown, yes, it can happen, but it's not that often. So maybe temporarily they may think safeguard, but in the long run, I just think more of these people will see, wow, the power of online and that they need to also spend there. If you look at Google and Facebook, they're bigger than any traditional advertiser. What platform is bigger than them that deals with media and advertising? None of the TV networks are as big as them. None of the newspapers are as big as them. It just shows you the power of digital.
Right. Agreed. So, Neil, during this lockdown, what were some of the most important tools that you use and you never used before? Something for the first time.
That's a tough one because I work from home, so...
No, don't tell me Uber Suggest. I know that you use.
No. I know. I'm going to say that. The point I'm trying to say is I work from home, so I was already using all these digital tools.
Okay, so which were those? Which were Slack. The most? Okay, Slack, okay.
I use that a lot. I still use it. Zoom, I use a lot. Skype, I use a lot. Microsoft Teams, we use a lot within our corporation. I use the whole G Suite from Gmail to Calendar, the Office 365 to Word. I use most of marketing tools, Uber Suggest, as you know. Google Analytics, Google Data Studio. I'm a really heavy user of that. Most marketers don't use Data Studio yet. It's really amazing, especially if you tie in data using Supermetrics. You can get a lot of insights from it. It's an amazing BI tool.
Fantastic. Neil, so you did you just say that you prefer to work from home even before the lockdown? Has that been your lifestyle?
Yeah, I haven't been going to the office ever.
Never? Wow, I never knew this. Now I know why you've been always working from bed whenever I give you a call. Okay.
Yeah, because you'll message me because of the time difference. I'll be in bed, and I'll talk to you. And you're wondering why, or even when I message you early in the morning, my time late at night, you're just like, why are you still in bed? And I'm like, I work from home.
Right. Okay. Fantastic. So I didn't know this part of it. I thought maybe you came back from work and that's why in your bedroom. But this is like good learning. So digital marketers, learn from Neil that you can work from your home, and I think that's the best thing. Did you experience
and
a lot
we do have we do have an office. So we have multiple. I think we have seven. Two of them are in India.
One is in Bangalore, others in Coimbatore?
Yeah. I don't know how to say the other one, but yes.
Did you just pronounce it? Let me know. I mean, I want to hear it from you.
Coimbatore.
Coimbatore, yeah. That's Coimbatore, actually. Okay, good one. Okay, Neil, did you experience a lot of traffic to your blog during the lockdown from when compared to before?
I did. I'm assuming you did as well, and most people in the digital space did. What was interesting is, a lot of traffic, a lot of people looking to learn. Conversions didn't increase drastically because a lot of people are coming to learn. They weren't necessarily looking to spend money as much.
So that's why you launched your SEO course free version online during this time.
Smart. Correct.
Super. Okay, what was your experience with the paid campaign 60 days? Did you think that the cost per click had come down because that there was a lot more impressions and easily available impressions? Was that your experience in the last 50 days in any of the paid campaigns?
Yes, yeah, so we noticed a big trend. So if you look at the last 60 days at the very beginning, the cost per clicks have gone down a lot. And conversions went down a little bit as well, but the cost went down much more than the conversion. So overall, we are producing a much better ROI. And when we look at the last 2 weeks, you know, even the last 30 days, we started seeing the cost starting to go back up. It still isn't back to where it was, but we're definitely noticing the cost going back up. It's going back up slowly, but it definitely is.
Fantastic. A lot of people, Neil, had lost a lot of clients in last 60 days. In fact, I lost a lot of clients. So what is that one message that you would like to give to all the digital marketers who are facing this challenge at this point of time?
Stick with it. There's not much you can end up doing. You just push through it. This is why you try not to spend money on fancy things that you don't need. You know, everyone talks about, in a lot of digital marketing, I don't know as much in India, but in America, people show cars like Lamborghinis and Ferraris. Is that common in India or no? The digital marketers showing their homes and fancy cars?
Not yet. I think the it's about to begin. I think another 6 months to 1 year, it's going to happen, but not yet now. I mean, as of now, we are all living a simple, holy lifestyle. So that's the lifestyle that we showcase.
But in India, I know there is fancy cars. Like, you see the Bollywood actors all having Rolls Royces and Bentleys and stuff like that. At least I see it on TV and magazines and articles. But if you don't waste your money on these types of things and you live, you know, beneath your means, in which you save most of your money, when hard times come, because they always will, it's just a question one, maybe it won't be this bad in the future, but we're all going to face hard times. It's just the reality. Because businesses go in cycles, there's ups and downs. That way, at least you have savings and cushion for the bad times to keep pushing you through and allowing you to survive. The key is not to, you know, one option is to lay off a lot of people. If you can avoid that, you should, because good people are always hard to find. And keep in mind, other people have families and bills and things like that as well.
Right. Neil, many people want to know, where did you actually study and what was your background like before you started?
So I was an entrepreneur since I was 16, actually 15, so let's say 16 to keep the number simple. And eventually I went to college. I studied computer science at the beginning. It was boring, so I stopped doing that. Then I switched to marketing. I didn't learn really anything in marketing.
did my master's in international marketing management. So, but I started my career at the age of 17. So pretty much same story, but definitely not as successful as you today, but definitely as inspired by what you do. So always look forward to see how I can become like Neil Patel.
At least as successful, or as successful. Think of it this way. Most people think success is how much money you're making. You have to think about your priorities in life and what makes you content. Content is a key word because most people are striving for happiness, but happiness is a state of that you're in for a temporary period of time. There's always ups and downs. By being content, you know, you can keep that your emotions at bay, and you can keep your mood at bay as well. So in life, in general, you don't have to be as rich as Bill Gates or as rich as Mark Zuckerberg to be as successful. In theory, you can be more successful if you've had more of an impact or you feel that you've accomplished all of your goals.
Wow, that's some great piece of advice, Neil. Amazing. I had allowed people to ask me certain questions on my post yesterday. So Fez said, asked me this question, that after, this is a little technical question now. In the SEO space, and the question is, what are three important things one needs to do for SEO stability after a new Google algorithm update?
Sure. So I recently did a blog post on this a few days ago. We looked at all the stats and the data, and we saw some interesting trends for sites that haven't got hit as hard from updates. And we noticed sites that update old content very frequently did extremely well. Very few percentage of those sites got hit. The stats are in my post, and I have it on top of my head. Two would be fix your thin content. Sites with thin content. Now, in some pages on your site, you're going to have thin content, like your category pages, your about page, your contact page, sometimes even your home page. But in general, thin content or low word count, if you're providing the experience that a user expects, you're fine. But if you're not, and you should be more thorough, more detailed, you need to fix that. If you fix that, we found that you're much less likely to get hit by one of these core updates. The third one is we looked at sites with duplicate meta tags, title tags, and we saw that if you have a lot of duplicate meta descriptions, more of those sites also got hit. But keep in mind, a lot of the sites that have duplicate meta descriptions, title tags, a lot of them are new sites or they didn't do much SEO. But what we did find is when you try to make your pages more unique, fresh, better than the competition, you in general typically can come ahead during these times, especially when Google does updates.
Super. Good piece of advice. Neil, there's a lot of controversy right now on YouTube. A lot of people have made this video. YouTube versus TikTok. I think I'm sure you would have heard of this conversation which is happening right now. YouTube versus TikTok, which one do you think is much, much better according to you? It's a huge controversy right now. It's a huge debate going on.
So TikTok is a little bit different. TikTok is, think of TikTok as more of a competitor to Instagram than YouTube. TikTok is more so for people creating short, bite-sized videos and then just pushing it out there. It's more so for entertainment value. YouTube can also be used for entertainment, but it can also be used for watching movies, TV shows, education. I think YouTube will be a much bigger business in the long run. They already are bigger. They're the number two most popular search engine on the web after Google.com. So if I were you, I would focus more on YouTube, because if you're in B2B or B2C, you can continually monetize and do well from YouTube. While TikTok is more so if you want entertainment value and you're just trying to build up a following, you can do that, but it's really hard to monetize.
Wow. Neil, I know that's a good one. I have another interesting personal question. I know you are a workaholic and you keep your laptop beside your bed, and that's the first thing that
here on my couch.
and that's the first thing that you wake up to. What's your work routine like? What's your day like? I mean, I'm very curious to know about that.
Yeah, so my day is phone calls, meetings. I record videos every once in a while. And then, of course, I blog on Sundays usually, because I publish my blog post on Tuesdays, but I usually blog on Sunday. But yeah, that's usually my routine. A lot of meetings and emails.
Wow. So how do you remember so much of script in the video? Do you have a teleprompter or do you remember it?
Both. So most of the videos are off the cuff where I just talk, and then I also have a teleprompter.
Fantastic. So teleprompter makes life easier. Super. Can you show us your work desk at home and your home a little?
I'm sitting on my work desk. I don't even have a desk.
Okay.
This is upstairs. House is a little bit messy. And then another area over there. There's the downstairs. Here, I'll flip the camera. It's probably easier. You can see the pool in the backyard.
Wow.
But yeah, that's my home a little bit.
And where's your daughter and your wife? Which floor she's on?
Okay, so my daughter's in that room. That's her balcony. You can kind of see through there. The shades are a little bit open. And then my wife is downstairs in the kitchen.
Fantastic. And what food do you eat, Neil? Do you eat rice, dal, roti? Or what's your food style like? What do you generally eat?
I do. I also love parota. Do you know parota?
Parota, yes, of course.
I love pani puri.
Wow, give me a high five. I love pani puri too. I just had pani puri for dinner today. And I can't survive without it.
It's delicious.
Okay.
What else? Samosas are delicious as well. I don't know if you eat samosas. I love naan. We always have naan in the house. We call it chole. I think you may call it. Chickpeas. So I eat chole a lot as well.
Wow. So if I have to ask, what is the secret of success for Neil? What would be the answer?
There is no secret. It's just really grinding it out and continually just cranking through for many, many years. On top of that, what you'll find is if you do something long enough and you just try to get a little bit better each time, right? There's this British cycling coach. His name is Dave Brailsford. Now, Dave Brailsford's team won the Tour de France 6 times, all right? And it's all about marginal gains. So if you're doing a bicycle, you know Tour de France, right? If you're doing a bike run for a long time, if your seat is uncomfortable, do you think you're going to pedal for a long time? No. So he'll try to put a comfortable seat because maybe that'll give you 1% more edge than the competition. If your shoes are perfect fit, that may give you another 1% edge over the competition. If you have a really good sleep the night before, maybe that'll give you another 1% edge. So he makes sure you have the best pillow and everything. So Dave Brailsford's model is all these little things add up. It's 1%, right? All the 1%, it could be you do 10 things, that's 10%. 10% over the competition is huge. The same goes in business. It's execution and doing a lot of little things better than other people. And even if it only gives you a little fractional increase, it adds up over time.
Wow. Okay. So what was the name of the person you said? Dave? What was his full name?
Brailsford. Dave Brailsford.
Brailsford. Okay. Fantastic. Neil, hard work versus smart work. What do you think leads to success?
Both. You need to grind it out and you need to be smart. It's actually not one or the other. You need both.
Because
you can work hard, and if you're dumb and you're doing all the wrong things, it doesn't matter. You're not going to do well. If you're smart and you're lazy, then it doesn't matter either. You're not going to do well. You need both.
Fantastic. And I don't see you sleep for long hours because you work late night and wake up to work. Is that true?
No, I sleep for like 8 hours a day.
Okay, fantastic. And I heard you once telling me that you do intermittent fasting. Do you still follow that?
Uh-huh. So I eat at noon, and I'll stop eating by 6. I try this. I've been changing it up sometimes, but, you know, sometimes I'll eat between 12 and 5. On crazy days, I'll go only 4 hours where I eat through the day, and the rest I fast. So sometimes I may do 12 to 4, and I won't eat for the rest of the day, and, of course, not the mornings.
Fantastic. Neil, what are the 3 things that a digital marketer must learn now to safeguard their future? Whatever you see as a trend and that you recommend them to learn, those three important things.
So one is trends. If you're not able to spot trends, you're not going to do well. I'm not talking about trends like just looking at Google Trends and seeing what's popular. It's you have to look at waves. You know, when I did my last startup, there was a big mobile wave, and everyone was getting on the mobile devices because iPhones came out and creating apps for them and stuff like that. Then from there, went from mobile to, you know, e-commerce has been really big over the last few years. Like, you got to go find these waves, and you got to make sure you're adapting to them and catching them at the right time. I think that's super important. And you can figure out what's happening and what's trending by just reading, sticking with the pulse of your ideal customers, the market, doing market research. The second big trend is you need to learn to execute fast. Each day as a marketer, you should have your list of tasks that you want to complete during the day, and you better complete them before you go to sleep. No excuses. The next thing is you have to learn to just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. What I mean by that is people, you know, the big thing that I see with marketing is it's super competitive. All popular channels are very crowded. And if you're not willing to push for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, you're not going to win. Don't expect to win overnight. It's just unrealistic.
Wow. That's some great piece of advice. So, guys, if you're enjoying this interview and if you love Neil, all of you just type down and say, "I love you, Neil," in the chat right there. Okay, Neil, I'm going to ask you I'm going to ask you a lot of rapid-fire questions now. This is it's a fun part of my session. So are you geared up for that? Can I shoot some questions?
Go for it.
All right. If you wake up to realize neilpatel.com is hacked, how would you react?
I would be bummed out because I have a full-time tech team. So.
Okay. Okay. And if you have to begin all over again, what would be those three things that you would do to build your brand? Let's say Neil 0, and it has to get back to Neil 2.2. What would you be doing, those three important things that you would do to build your brand rapidly?
I wouldn't build my brand, personal brand. I'm assuming that's what you're talking about. I know you're big on building a personal brand right now, too. I think I told you my thoughts, too, on how it's a waste, right?
Right.
Okay, so...
But you can't deny the fact that you are a personal brand.
Sure. Okay, but who's the biggest personal brand that you can think of in the world? Name someone.
Neil Patel.
I'm not the biggest brand. Name someone else.
Okay. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Zuckerberg. Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg, but none of them built their businesses through their personal brands, right? A personal brand would be like Amitabh Bachchan.
Right.
You know, Shah Rukh Khan. There's a lot of LeBron James, the basketball player, right? Neymar, the soccer player. Those are all examples of personal brands. In business, you would name like a Tony Robbins. He's a personal brand, right?
Tony Robbins, yes.
He's built his business around his name. Bill Gates got known from Microsoft. Microsoft wasn't built by Bill Gates' brand. Bill Gates' brand grew from Microsoft's brand. Does that make sense? Microsoft's brand is much bigger. How much do you think Shah Rukh Khan or Tony Robbins or LeBron James or even a Michael Jordan is worth? On the high end, maybe $1 billion, maybe two. Now, just imagine some of the biggest corporations out there, corporate names. Apple, Amazon, Coca-Cola, Google, Tata, Reliance. You look at all these companies, they're worth so much more than any personal brand. Some of these companies are worth $1 trillion. Compare a billion to a trillion. You see the difference? You can easily sell a corporate brand. Once Tony Robbins passes away, I hope he lives forever, amazing guy. I don't know him, but amazing, nice guy from what I can see online. Once he passes away, what is the Tony Robbins business worth? What do you think?
Zero. No value. Nobody even recognizes it.
Yeah, and probably a little bit more than zero, but still, it's not worth much. You got it right. Now, don't get me wrong. Steve Jobs is an amazing visionary. He built an amazing team. He's done so much wonderful things for us all, especially when it comes to technology. But building a corporation lasts without the person. The key isn't to build a personal brand. The key is to build a corporate brand. If I had to do it all over again, I would build a corporate brand. Now, if you ask how to build a corporate brand, I'll answer that, and that is I would first educate, whether it's through social media, whether it's through blogging. I would educate not just me. I would have other people in the company educate, other team members. I would go to conferences and speak, do podcasting, do radio show interviews.
I would just do a ton of media because that's what helps build a corporate brand. And most importantly, if you want to build an amazing corporate brand, you put your customers first. Obsess about them. Put them first no matter what. Do what's right, even if sometimes it causes you to make less money, because in the long run, that's what will build an everlasting corporate brand.
Fabulous. I think that's just some great piece of advice. As a young entrepreneur, I think a lot of people will take away a lot of learnings from here. Really good one. Aren't you Gujarati, Neil?
I am.
Do you know how to dance Garba?
I do not. I've been to many Garbas, but I don't know how to dance Garba.
Don't lie to me. I know you know to dance Garba. That's the easiest. Okay. If you would have told me yes, I would have played a music. I had a music ready with me, and I made you dance. But it's okay. Now that you don't, you said you know, you've been very modest. You don't know it, so we skip that part.
No, okay. I know Garba. I just have never danced it.
So you go to Garbas, but you don't dance there.
I don't go. I went when I was a little kid, like 5, 6 years old, 7 years old with my parents.
Wow. Okay. Do you think lockdown is a great boon for digital marketing industry as people have realized its worth? If that's one word, it's a boon for us. Yeah. Fine. Okay.
I don't know if it's boom. It'll cause booming in the future, but I don't think it's fully boomed yet. What I mean by that is you're seeing a temporary boom, right? It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to stay this level in the next 3 to 6 months. It's propelled us forward, I would say, by 5 years, if right. I had to put a rough timeline. Overall, it'll cause us to grow in the digital marketing arena, but it'll take some time before we see all of it come to fruition. Because right now, a lot of people are getting more traffic, but traffic doesn't always equate to more revenue.
Right. Okay. I have a quick... So do you know to speak Gujarati? People want to hear Gujarati from you, if you know something in Gujarati.
Yeah. Mari naam Neil Che.
Mari naam Neil Che. Fantastic. Okay. Would you like to share with the world how much you charge for a keynote speech generally? I know the cost. I know it. I want to...
I'd rather not say.
Okay, rather not say. All right. Why do you give so much of content for free? Answer in one word.
Help.
Help. Fantastic.
I love helping people.
Wow. Love. Amazing. What's your source of happiness, Neil?
Seeing other people succeed and thrive in life.
Fantastic. Amazing. Family to you is dash.
Everything.
Amazing. One thing that you cannot live without. Your wife?
Yes, I was going to say laptop, but yes.
I thought you would say Uber Suggest, but it's okay.
No, my family is, of course, everything. I can't live without them. I love them to death. But, you know, from a work perspective, I need my laptop, I need my phone, I need technology. I don't know how to live in this world without it. But I do need my family as well. I don't know what I would do without my wife. Wow. I'll be lost. She does she helps me out so much in my life. It's an understatement.
So how did you meet your wife?
When I was living in Vegas. We were both living in Vegas at the time. Mutual friends.
Wow. And it's obviously. It's a love marriage, I understand. And you were the first to propose her or she was the first?
I was.
Cool. Okay. And what's your favorite Bollywood movie, Neil?
I don't really know any. I've seen them.
You're gonna break a lot of hearts right now. So it's better you can give me one answer.
I don't understand Hindi. That's a problem.
Okay. So you don't understand Hindi at all. With subtitles, you never watched a single Hindi movie.
I have. I've watched quite a few. I just don't know the names. But I've watched with subtitles. I've seen everything from the dancing to I've seen all the actors. But if there's... Because most of Bollywood movies I watched when I was a little kid. And when my parents would play it, there was no subtitles. They just listened to it in Hindi. And then over the years... Because it was VHS. The old system, right? I just watched I love Indian shows as well, and I just watched one on Amazon Prime. And I don't know if you know the name of it, but this gentleman worked for the Indian version of the CIA or terrorist organization. He's married, he has two kids, and he would go and try to catch terrorists, and his kids didn't really understand what he was doing, and you know, it was just cool to watch. But
I think that's A Wednesday. I assume so. I believe so. I'm not sure. Okay. What's your favorite Bollywood song?
So I don't listen to too much Hindi music because I don't understand it.
Okay, fantastic. Any favorite English song? That's absolutely fine. That's fine.
I don't listen to too much music in general.
Okay, wow. So,
I read a lot.
Okay. All right. So before we wind up this interview, I want you to give a piece of advice to aspiring digital marketers, because when they get onto the track of becoming a digital marketer, they just don't know what they should specialize in. Like they should be doing ads, they should be learning SEO, or should they learn it all? What, according to you, should be a pathway for somebody who's building their career in digital marketing?
Start with SEO. So Microsoft released a study and they said one of the most important skills for marketers to know in the next 5-10 years is SEO. It's the booming industry.
Wow. SEO is the first thing that people should learn, because that's the booming industry. And there's always love for organic traffic, right? And Neil, people want to know, I'm just reading the chat too, what's your favorite book, the book that you would recommend to people today?
Principles by Ray Dalio.
Wow, fantastic. I'll buy that book for sure. All right, any message for Instagrammers?
I believe Ray Dalio gives it away for free. He's a billionaire. I think he's worth like $20 billion, so he just gives it away for free.
This book is available online, Principles?
Principles by Ray Dalio. He gives it away for free.
Wow, fine. So all of you...
If you're worth like $20 billion, I don't know how much he's worth, but let's say $10 to $20 billion. I don't think he needs the money from a book, right? So.
Wow, okay. And can you repeat the name of the person? Principles by...
Ray Dalio?
Ray Dalio, okay.
He's the largest hedge fund in the world. I think the largest... One or the other.
Super. All right, Neil, it's a pleasure hosting you. And is there any last message that you would like to give to Instagrammers?
One day you guys have to throw a big event in India so I can come.
I'm looking forward to host you someday in India and pretty excited to see you if I could have you in my journey, in my career, someday or the other. So thank you, Neil, for coming live, for doing this. I think this is your first live on Instagram.
I've been live, but I don't go live that often.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for doing this. It is always a pleasure hosting you, and it's always a pleasure having a conversation with you. Thank you for all the things that you've been doing for us.
With this note, I'll end up my podcast, and I hope you guys are following me on Instagram already. Do not forget to subscribe to instagram.com/SaurabhJain and DM me there. Maybe you get lucky with the answers on my next podcast. Have a good day, guys. Goodbye.